Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Well, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
Making friends as an adult, it's hard, and we're talking about what it takes to develop and cultivate genuine friendships with Julie Fisk today at SOS Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
It's so funny. We're in high school. We're doing all kinds of social things, almost probably too many social things, more social than education. And then you get into the work world, and you're an author, and you've been a lawyer, and you've been through a lot of school. And it's interesting as an adult how you make friendships.
It is. It can be challenging, especially if you're not intentional about it.
Julie, do you think it's time that it is that really makes regular friendships into the deep best friendships? Or is it more like, you know, similar interests or us having kids that are the same age?
I think it can be both. Time certainly adds a depth to your relationship as you live through experiences with people and they just know you deeply. There's definitely value there, but there's other people that I love that I have just clicked with immediately based on common interests or based on proximity. So I think it can be both, honestly.
So you just wrote a book called The 1 Year Daily Acts of Friendship, and this digs into how we actually cultivate relationships, how we can do some intentional things, not just to change other people, but really to change ourselves.
Yes. I have two co-authors, and we write the books we wish we had. And as young women, and as teenage girls, our moms are wonderful. I mean, our moms are just rock stars. What they didn't teach us was very specifically how to do friendship. And so we made a lot of mistakes as we have kind of grown up and we've lost friendships because of things we either did or didn't do. And so that's really what this book was birthed out of was, you know, what does it mean to be a really, really good friend? And how do you find good friends? How do you keep good friends as you're journeying through life?
You know, it's interesting because if you don't see people, sometimes it's like out of sight, out of mind. And today we're texting everyone and we're doing Zoom meetings with church on Bible studies. And we're not seeing people that we like to go in and hug like we were 7 months ago. It's just a weird time to think about how it's affecting the way we value and look at friendship.
You know, and then I think it comes down to being really, really intentional. I have a good friend. She moved halfway across the country from me a couple of years ago, and it is so easy to lose touch and to lose track, and we just were determined not to do that. And so what we do is we put it on the calendar as an event because it's so important to both of us, and we have a luxurious phone call every couple of months. I'm talking about an hour and a half. We wait till we put the kids in bed, and then we sit down and we just talk. And so that's one way, especially right now, because we're not able to hang out with friends face-to-face the way we normally did. So schedule it. That's what I've started doing. I schedule time for my girlfriends.
We're talking about how we foster and cultivate genuine friendships and build relationships. So we're talking with Julie Fisk today at SWS Radio. We're talking about how we have friends and we want to go deep. I think we've all been craving something different in our friendships. There's a lot of people that we interact with, but Julie, what have you learned about being intentional and taking those things where there's someone cool that you work with, or maybe there's someone that lives in your neighborhood and you kind of know them and you say hi when you're walking by with the kids or you're loading up the minivan, but you don't really know them. What have you learned about developing just those casual acquaintances to something deeper and richer?
You know, I have a motto and my girlfriends and I have all adopted it together. And what I always say is I'm looking for my next best girlfriend. And that means that I have a lot of relationships that I treasure and they don't compete with one another. And so that means my circles are always open. I'm always looking for the girl who's slightly on the outside. I'm always looking for the person who looks a little bit lonely at the party. And then I, as a woman who loves Jesus, am called to be the inviter. And that's really hard for me. I am not normally someone who is that extroverted. And so it's uncomfortable. I don't like to be the person to have to go start the conversation. That's not my thing. But I have learned, and I've seen it happen over and over, people are lonely and people are waiting to be invited. And so the moment you go and invite them to coffee or to lunch at work or take them cookies. I mean, it's the cliche, right? The new family moves in next door and you bake them cookies and walk over and introduce yourself and say hi. sometimes when you move into the neighborhood, if nobody comes and greets you, you go and greet them. So I've had to learn to be the inviter, even in circumstances in which it should be them who's inviting me. I don't wait anymore. And because I've started doing that, and because my family, my husband is very good at that, because we have started doing that, we have made incredible friendships. We have been blessed beyond measure with some of the relationships that we have found just around us. So that's what I would say. Always keep your circles open and be looking for your new best friend.
We're talking with Julie Fisk today at SWS Radio. You just wrote a book called The 1 Year Daily Acts of Friendship. Would you explain about what this book's intended to do?
This book is for everyone. It's for the woman who is looking for friendship and is lonely. It's for the woman who has lots of really deep, rich friendships and wants to bless her girlfriends. And it's for everybody in between. It's encouraging. It's slightly convicting. We do talk about really hard things sometimes in friendship, times where we have failed, regrets that we have had, things that we wish we had known to do better. And so we hope that as people read this, they can avoid some of the pitfalls that we have stumbled into. God calls us in healthy, faithful community. And so this book is just a wraparound around that idea of what God is calling us to be, but then also to be the others around us.
When you've lost a friendship, it hurts. And when you think about developing new friendships, it's hard just to put yourself out there again, especially if you've had to deal with a lot of trust issues or unforgiveness. We're actually talking with Julie Fisk today at SWS Radio. And you've been a working mom. You've been a lawyer. You're an author. And when it comes to developing rich friendships, when you've been hurt, you've got to put yourself out there. And sometimes you've got to be the one to start things. And then other times, you got to be the person to listen. When it comes to being hurt, I feel like a lot of people have forgotten what a true, authentic, genuine friendship can look like because they have too many scars from the past.
You know, you're so right, Scott. I practiced law for 15 years, and there were so many occasions when I was in the middle of a lawsuit with various kinds of relationships. And I all of a sudden realized this relationship has been lost because of a misunderstanding. This relationship has been destroyed because people have assumed the worst of somebody else. And so the first thing I would say to, you know, if you have been hurt or are in a friendship and feel hurt, my dearest friends have hurt me. I've hurt my dearest, dearest friends. We are humans and we are imperfect, but I know that they love me. So I want to handle this in two things. For people who have been unintentionally hurt by their friend, you know, I would say, and this is what my husband is so wise, and he always says to me, Julie, are you assuming good intent as you are in this conflict? Do you know that they love you and would not intentionally hurt you? And that reframes the hurt for me and then helps me handle that conflict and helps me keep that friendship, because our enemy would love to destroy our friendships. He would love to keep us alone and lonely. So that's what I would say about unintentional hurt. Now, what I would say about intentional hurt, people who have hurt you and you've lost a friendship because of that, boundaries are okay. Forgiveness is essential, but boundaries are godly. And so you can forgive a person, and we're called to forgiveness. Forgiveness is bondage and a poison. So we have to forgive. And forgiveness is not a feeling, it's an action. And we can work with God through forgiveness. But boundaries are okay. I am in relationship with a lot of people. There are a very few people that are in my inner sanctum who get the most vulnerable parts of me, because I have to be careful. And I don't want to allow just anybody into the most vulnerable pieces of me. And so you can, as you are starting out in new relationships with new friendships, you can test people very gently to see if they are safe enough to entrust with your most vulnerable pieces. Those pieces do not need to be shared immediately and probably should not be. That's what I would say. So, you know, if you have been deeply hurt, and I'm so sorry if you have been, but don't give up on friendship because of past hurts. That's not what God would have for you.
We're talking about what it takes to break through with friendships. As an adult, it's a lot harder than we were in high school and we were social all the time. And we didn't have bills and mortgages and car payments and insurance. We're talking with Julie Fisk today at SWS Radio. And Julie, you've done a lot of research on friendship. What do you feel like God's idea of genuine friendship looks like?
God tells us that the greatest commandment in the New Testament, paraphrased, is Matthew 22, verses 37, 40. And my paraphrase of it is, love God and love others. So being the lawyer, then I say to God, well, what does love mean? Like, what is the definition of love? And he defines it for us. And this is agape love. This isn't romantic love. And so if we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, this is that scripture that everybody reads at weddings. But this is for everybody. This is not just our spouse. This is our friendship love. And there are 13 characteristics listed here of what it means to be a genuine friend. Patient, kind, not envious, not self-seeking, slow to anger, does not hold records of wrongdoing in the past, does not delight in evil, rejoices with truth, protects, does not dishonor, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. That's like the job description of what it means to be in a genuine, good friendship with somebody else. And I am not there. I mean, I look at this list and I think, oh my, I know where I have fallen short, you know, here and there and everywhere, but this is the woman I aspire to be. And these are the women that I'm looking for in my friendships. This is how I define people who are safe, people who are aspiring to these character traits.
It's interesting when you learn about God when you walk through broken friendships.
You know, he is the comforter. And so that's the one thing I have learned is any relational struggle I am in, I can go to God. And sometimes it's best that I do, honestly. Sometimes it's best that I go to God with my broken, with my hurt feelings, with my anger, and say, okay, Lord, like, this is hard, and what would you have me do, and how would you have me respond? And, you know, if I wait and don't respond in anger, first of all, and I take it to God, I find that my response back to whomever I'm in relationship with comes from a place of far healthier responses, but then also does more to restore and redeem that relationship rather than further damage it.
You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Ruth, and Ruth's devotion to her mother-in-law, Naomi, is super touching. We're actually talking with Julie Fisk today at SWS Radio, and you and one of your friends founded an organization called the Ruth Experience. And for those that aren't familiar with the story, Naomi was Ruth's mother-in-law, and she lost her husband. And then Naomi and her husband had two sons that were both married, and unfortunately, those two sons had passed away as well. So you're thinking, Naomi losing her sons, losing her husband, and she has these two daughter-in-laws. And Ruth was one of those. After Naomi's husband passed away, she wanted to go back home to Bethlehem, and Ruth insisted on going with her. I mean, what was it about that story that inspired you to start this organization called the Ruth Experience?
This is my favorite story of friendship in scripture as well, Scott. It was the journey that Ruth and Naomi went on together. And it was, you know, they were devastated. They were bewildered. They were confused. And then Naomi was angry at God. And so they walked through this together, all of these really, really big feelings. And then as you are going through this journey with them, you see God provide for them in the midst of, you know, being widows and foreigners in a land. And then you see provision, and then you see restoration, and you see them trusting in God when Boaz invites Ruth to glean from his field. And Naomi says, yes, trust in this man. He's a good man. And then you see redemption. I mean, God brings them full circle. Ruth is one of five women in the lineage of Jesus Christ. And Naomi is fully restored. It's just this most remarkable story of two women in friendship and in community, and how they were there for one another. Just as one would become despairing and disappointed, the other was there to pick her up and continue to carry her along. And God was in the whole thing. And so we loved that image of friendship. You know, people, I speak as a woman because I'm a girl, but you know, to be in community with women who grab me and take me with and lift me up when I am feeling completely discouraged. And I do the same for them. And we are all running our faith races parallel to one another and doing God's work. It's just my very favorite friendship story in Scripture. It's just so inspiring.
So the Ruth Experience is a resource, an encouragement for intentional women, right?
It is. It's a base for us online, via email and on social media, for us as women to come together very intentionally, doing friendship and living lives that are just on fire for God in every way.
I love that. Well, we're talking with Julie Fisk today at SWS Radio, and she actually has a new book. It's the 1 Year Daily Acts of Friendship. It's digging into 365 days of finding, keeping, and loving your friends. It talks about really cultivating those relationships, finding some healing, finding some encouragement, and making some new friendships. Thanks for taking some time today, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.